Thank you, man.
Hi there, this is 234. I'm at 146th and Division.
Yeah, 234, I need you to pull the bus over. I need to talk to you.
I pulled over at the bus stop.
All right, copy that. So what was going on? I heard heard a bunch of yelling, and looks sounds like police got the guy off the bus.
I've had that guy on my bus twice before. He threatened to rape a lady in a wheelchair. He was threatening everybody on the bus. This guy threatened me this time, came all the way to the front, threatened me. Last time, he had a butch knife. He pulled the knife and he ran out the back door at a westbound stop. So, you know, I've had it with this guy on the bus. You know, the police need to arrest him or get his photo out there, and he needs to be 86 off of TriMet.
Okay, copy that. I'm going to deal with the here and now. So what did he do today? He threatened you? Did he threaten that lady today, or was that a different day?
He just basically starts a rant, a chant, and threatens everybody, and people are just, like, running off the bus at any stop they can. There was another lady that called 911 as she was getting off the bus. It's just one of these situations where he's got everybody on the bus, and he's psychologically manipulating everybody and terrorizing everybody. And that's what the guy does. He just gets on the bus and does it. I've had him twice before. It's the same mode of operation.
And I want to check with you real quick. The knife, that was a different day as well, correct? Not today?
That was another time, and I spoke to dispatch and told them. They wanted me to give him a description. I said, I'm not making eye contact with the guy. This time he ran all the way up to the front of the bus and threatened me. He said, what you looking at, bitch, and all this other stuff.
All right, copy that. Yeah, definitely this is something you want to discuss with your manager. If you have continual problems with the same person, let's have a conversation with them, if that makes sense. So as far as today goes, so what happened today? Police got there, he got on the bus, he got off the bus, and did he run for another bus, or did they talk to him, or what happened?
Yeah, they asked me who it is. I said they got back. He gets off, and he acts real weak, like nothing's going on. It's like a 360-degree turn, you know, like, oh, I'm a little meek little sheep here. You know, I didn't do anything, you know, acting really nice. But I didn't want to stick around. I don't want that guy looking at my face, so I just drove off. I'm not going to sit around and have that guy memorize, you know, who was the driver that you know, brought the police. Forget it.
All right, copy that. Yeah, we do want you to pull over, though, as soon as it's safe, because we need to talk to you, and we want to have a supervisor meet up with you.
Yeah, like I said, I've been through this before. Last time, though, he had a knife. That's why I pushed the silent alarm. You don't know what this guy's got. Anyhow, I'm 6.5 minutes late. I got to keep driving.
Absolutely not. You need to stay there and wait for a supervisor. I understand you're late. That's fine. We will take care of that later. Right now, you need to stay there so we can have a supervisor come talk to you.
Okay, I've got about 6 or 7 people on the bus.
Copy that. They can catch your follower, but you need to stay put. Do not drive anymore.
Okay, I'm calm. I've already been through this, so, but anyhow, I'll just wait for the supervisor. Thank you.